Swedish friends. This year should be a schus for Yediv Nafshi, Shlomo Gittleman Shlita, he and his entire family, the Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeihem. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Memches Kinyanei Torah and Avos, in the sixth Perek. We are up to our Richas Sfosayim, organizing with one's lips. And again, this is based on the Sefer Kinyanei Torah, the Imrei Chein. In Rashi, in Tfus Rishon, in the parish of the Ravan, it says, Barichas Fosayim, what does that mean? Shemotzi bepeh, that one verbalizes the words. A Kinyan Torah is to verbalize the words, Umashmiya l'cholevav shistur befif, and to make it heard to all of one's limbs when it is organized in one's mouth. Buria shkachte lu talmida, Buria found a certain Talmud, he was learning quietly, and she said, doesn't it say, Arucha b'kova shmurif, Arucha b'ramechei varim, if it is organized, set up in one's 248 limbs, shmurabo, then it is guarded in him, and if not, then it's not guarded. So too in the Machzor Vitri, he also says, b'motzi b'peu mashmiya lo chole varav kishistura b'fiv, that one verbalizes it and makes it hurt to all of his limbs when it's arranged in his mouth. Kosei Shishanina, we quote Buria, ve'od ksiv, and it says in the pasuk, ki chayim hem lemotzeihem, it is life for those who find it, Torah, lemotzeihem, the Gemara darshins, that it means lemotzeihem b'peh, those who verbalize it, ulechol b'sara merape, and it is healing for all of his flesh. Ne'erevin, nun gimel amit beiz, Nandalad Amid Aleph tells the story of Buria, who gave Musar to the Talmud, who was learning quietly, and she said that he should be learning out loud. That's the way to guard the Torah. And then another story in the Gemara there, somebody used to learn quietly, and after 3 years he forgot his learning, and Shmuel says to Rev Yehuda that he should learn out loud in order that the Torah should be fulfilled in him, it should remain with him, and he should have long life. In order that the Torah should be miskayim bach, and you also should have a long life. One who verbalizes it. Medrash Shmuel writes, why arichas svasayim, which is the organizing of the lips, and not behotsa svasayim, which is the verbalizing of the lips bringing it out. Kalishna dekra, lirmos, right, the lishlashan of the pasuk is motziehem, so say hotsas. Lirmos kilo daibe mashim motziehem befer pamo shtaim, rak tarach shiachzer osa pa'amim rabos. It's not enough to say it once. It has to be organized. It has to be properly arranged in one's mouth and one's lips. One should chazer again and again. And then he references the Gemara in Ketubot, page 50a. He learned it 40 times. It was like it was in his pocket. So it's mashma that the Iker Kinyan of Arichos Fasayim is Lizkor velo Lishkoach. That's why you have to say it, so you remember the Torah. And then you don't forget it. And so is Lehedya and Rashi and Tfus Chadash and the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Yud Beis. However, from what we quoted earlier, from Rashi, right now we just saw that the whole inyan of not forgetting from the Gemara, right? In order that you remember your Torah, you have a long life, and like the Medrash Shmuel says, and then the Gemara says that a Talmud didn't say it out loud and he forgot it, and the Medrash Shmuel says it has to be Arucha B'fiv Esvesev, keep chazering. So the inyan is not to forget, but the Rashi who quoted the outset says that it's more than that. It has to go into all of your limbs. Lokach siva arucha im arucha beramech evarim. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. Im arucha beramech evarim. It has to be in your 248 limbs. It has to be nichnas l'chol evarav. So it's not just an idea of not forgetting, but that it should go into all of your limbs. If it's arucha beramech evarim, then shmurabo. It has to, as they say in Spanish, gaita rein in bainer arein. It has to go into your bones, and not that you shouldn't forget. Marsha writes, arucha bakol dahainu b'chol ramach evarim. Shadibur b'kol ra, maybe hargasha v'tinua b'evarim. When you speak loudly, so it brings movement in all of your limbs. It's like a whole entire bodily function when a person's speaking. You know, sometimes they're shuckling a little bit if they're Jewish. And if you feel your chest when you're talking, there's a movement down there also. The whole body is connected. So basically, when you speak, it's your whole body is interconnected. It's one organism. And therefore, if you speak learning, if you speak out the learning, if you verbalize it, then it will be in all of your limbs. So we want to know what this inyan is of the verbalization going into your limbs, and that it gives you arichus yamim. And it says in the Mechilta, at the beginning of Bishalach, according to the Girsa of the Netziv, Akifim mimar mem shana sheyu ochlin vishosim miman vishosim mei be'er v'ator nivlelas begufam. So you see this inyan of they were in the Midbar for 40 years, they would eat the manna, they would drink the mei be'er, and the Torah would be mixed in with their body. And so the Hedya and Targum Yonasan and Shirashirim. Torah nivlelas begufam, that's the goal. So, we quote the Gemara in Sota and Daf Chaf Aleph to explain this. Ve'atayin yizud rashi menachem Rabbi Yossi, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or tala akosav v'sa mitzvah v'ner v'torah b'or. So you have the mitzvah as a ner. A ner is what holds the light. The kli that holds the light with the oil and the wick, that's the ner. And the Torah is the actual light. The mitzvah is the ner, and the Torah is the light. Why the mitzvah of a ner? To tell you, just like a ner is only shining l'fi shah, so to a mitzvah is only megina l'fi shah. Mitzvahs are only temporary, just like ner only lasts temporarily. Torah is or, just like or is eternal, so to Torah protects us forever, as it says behas halcha tancha oscha. That's the pasuk that so many people stumble upon when they say siyumim. We're not making fun. I'm sure I mispronounce many psukim myself. There was once a great rav, Rav Agram Genchovsky, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, who was a Gana Gaonim, Baki B'chol HaTorah Kula B'Iyun, and he would mess up psukim on purpose just to make himself seem like he was an Amaretz. So b'shalchecha tancha oscha, when you walk, it will guide you. That's olam hazeh, the Gemara darshins. B'shach b'cha tishmor alecha, when you lie down, it will guard you. That's misa, zo misa, v'akitzosa, hitasichecha. And when you wake up, it'll make you speak. That is in the future. La'asid lavo. And now we move to the nefesh hachayim, in Shaar Dalet, in Perek Lamed. Va'odzos yaseira ha'torah akadosha b'yason orbitos efes kedusha. Gam al kol ha'mitzvahs kulam b'yachad. V'gam ki kedushas v'or ha'mitzvah sher tashkin oral oso adover v'achefetz asher bo v'ayodotas ha'mitzvah. V'eno shor olem rak l'fi shaitoi. Beis sha'mitzvah nasis b'em. Avalacha sh'nasi b'em mitzvahsim ha'kedusha v'or mis'alo mis'talik m'em tekef v'nikish v'nishar k'rishayna. Aval ha'torah akadosha kol mokom sh'tazriach v'tofi orav v'kedusha sepam achas. Kedushas olam tielo v'nisher tamid b'kedushaso. Mitzvah brings a light, but it's only temporary. There is a divine light. And when you do it with a chayfetz, then it shines on the chayfetz. It was once, I think it was the Mariel Diskin, one of the great Gaonim. He could tell you by looking at your tefillin if it was kosher or not from the outside. He could tell you if the parashias were kosher. And they thought it was a mofes. The Talmidim thought it was a wonder. He said, it's not a wonder, it's very simple. If the shame Yudke Vavke is Meir, if God's name is shining on the tefillin, so I know it's kosher. And if it's not, I know it's not. So when you do a mitzvah with a chayfetz, so then it shines on the chayfetz. But then the light goes away. But the Torah, no. That's eternal and it remains holy forever. And that's why tashmishei mitzvah are thrown away after the mitzvah is done. If something is used for a mitzvah, you can throw it away. For example, tzitzis. Tashmishei mitzvah. V'tashmishei kedusha nignazim. And what's included in that? They're buried. You know, not allowed to throw them away. And included in that is a tefillin and mezuzahs. Because they have parshias. Once you have parshias in them, that's it. They're holy forever. Because Torah makes things holy forever. Torah shines its light forever. Unlike a ner, which is only a temporary light. And that's what it means, ner mitzvah v'Torah or. That ner is l'fisha. The light shines in the mitzvah only temporarily. And the or is forever. V'emasu hefrish b'neim lin ha'ganav atzol adam. Chazal say it's about guarding the person. The Torah guards forever and the mitzvah only temporarily. But also maybe another difference is what we see in the Brisa in Megillah. That mitzvahs are only holy when you're doing the mitzvah. But afterwards they're not. And Torah is holy forever. The light shines forever. And that's why tefillin is holy forever. Because it has Torah. Tefillin, mezuzahs. And even the tashmishim, even what holds the, even the batim, are holy because they're tashmishei kedusha. Because of the parshias that are inside because of the Torah, and the delight of the Torah is forever. Maharal in his Akdamah to the Sefer Derech Chaim and Ovis explains, "Ki a mitzvah shemaisa adam vein maisa demarka idei guf, b'chol gufu tachas hazman kasher yadua, ki kol davar asher gufu tachas hazman, v'lechein a mitzvah she'al idei aguf ha'adam hu meira b'zman bilvad, v'zeh she'omer she'a mitzvah ilisha, aval Torah she below guf, she'a sagas ha'seichel vein leguf esek ba, b'chol davar she'en a guf eino tachas hazman, v'lekach ha'Torah meira la'olam." Then mitzvah is the mice of a person. And a mice of a person is done with a body. And body is in the realm of time. Because anything that's a body is in the realm of time. And therefore the mitzvah which is done by the goof of the person only shines momentarily. And that's why mitzvah is l'sha. But Torah is without a goof. Torah is the intellect. Torah is the mind. That's not the body, that's the mind. I don't say the brain is the physical brain. But there's the mind, which scientists don't understand, and I certainly don't understand. But there's that mind behind the brain that's eternal. And that's not tachas hazman. And that's forever. And that's the soul. And that's the psyche. And therefore Torah shines forever. And when you're davik b'Torah asichlis, when you're davik in the Torah of the mind, of the soul, of holiness, that lasts forever. Mitzvahs are with the goof. And guf is on the fisha. And therefore Chazal tell us that all the mitzvahs aren't worth Torah. Because Torah is in a completely different category. Mitzvahs are AAA, if you will. And Torah is major leagues, a different league. Havdil. Mitzvahs are very important. We're not mezalzel and mitzvahs, sweet friends. We love mitzvahs. And you're mevatel Torah to do mitzvahs. If it's yev shalas adei acherim. But Talmud Torah connected kulam. If you could spend the day in the hospital saving lives, or in the day, or in the base medrash learning, Chazal say it's a bigger mitzvah to be in the base medrash learning. Unless there's no one else to save the lives. But if there are other doctors who can save the lives, then let them save the lives, and you do the bigger mitzvah of learning. Even though everyone would think that saving lives is a bigger mitzvah, saving lives is a tremendous mitzvah. We're not mezalzel in the mitzvah of saving lives. We love saving lives. But Talmud Torah connected kulam. Now, if you're sitting on the beach, and you're dressed properly, you're just relaxing by the water, and you're learning something, and all of a sudden someone chas shalom is drowning, you stop your learning, you save them. Avad, you save them. Even that means stopping your learning. But ultimately, you have a choice. Ultimately, the schar given for Torah is going to be greater than anything else, because Torah is sichlis legamre, as the Maharal puts it in his Maharalian language. Chafetz Chaim writes in Shmiras Halashon, Shara Zechira Paragalov, Kolom is the same with Starfus El Hageshem. Mashenkein Libanat Torah. Torah is Dibur. Dibur is a koch ruchni. Mafli lasos, God connects the ruchni and the gashmi. Whereas mitzvahs are mitzvahs to the geshem, to something physical. And the Nefesh Chaim writes that the Torah is the highest, it comes from the highest place. All of them together. Because Makor Shor Shalyon Shal Torah Nala Mikol Olam Me'al Kol Olam Esva Mitzvus. It's higher than all the mitzvahs. So the Chafetz Chaim says Avort and Dibur, but that would include Tefillah. Tefillah would also be higher than all the other mitzvahs. The Gemara calls Tefillah Chayisha, and it's only for a temporary life. And then Rav Shechaim includes Tefillah with other mitzvahs. But Torah is in a category in and of itself, not only because it's Dibur. But Torah is coming from the highest world, and Torah is coming from Torah is the greatest light, more than anything else. Torah is the world of Seichel, like the Maharal says. It's not under the Geshem. Mitzvahs are in the world of Geshem. Now we can understand the Gemara in Brachas 8b. That Rishu ben Lakish said to his sons, be careful about a zaken if forgot his learning, because of ones. Luchos v'shivri luchos menachos ba'aren. Rashi says, machmas onso, shechola, he got sick, or shenidrad v'nochak mizonos, hizar bo l'chabdo. If he got sick, or he has dochak mizonos, you should, you know, he's busy with parnasa, so therefore he forgot his learning. He was a good, he was in Torah V'das, he was in Lakewood, he was in Chaim Berlin, he was in the Mir, he was in Brisk. He learned well, he learned geschmack, but now he's got a parnos, he's got 9 children, he needs to work here, there, he forgot. Be mechabit him anyway. Because even though he forgot his Torah, nevertheless, the light of Torah is still on him. And so writes the Maharal in the Nesiv HaTorah in Perek Yud Beis. We started shiurim in the Nesiv HaTorah, but got cut off in the middle. We'd like to continue. This is the best time to do it now, as we're preparing. We're doing achanas for Kabbalah HaTorah. Oh my gosh. This is exciting, exciting, exciting. We're counting up to Kabbalah HaTorah. So, that's the thing he writes in the Perek Yud Beis. So the light of Torah shines not only on we talk about the light of mitzvah on the object, but it's obviously on the person as well. And the light of Torah shines on the person forever. Even after he forgot it. So the only shaila is, when you're mechabed, someone who forgot his learning, either because of he got old, or he got sick, or he's busy with parnasa, do you give him the same cover that you used to give him? Or no? You give him cover, but not the same cover that you used to give him. Without kima and hider, you don't have to stand up for him anymore. So mashma menachas, it just says, that a tam chacham who forgot his learning, ain't no gumbo minig bizayon, you're just not mevazim. That's mashma, just no bizayon. The Baal HaTanya writes in Sefer Likutei Torah in Parashas Kedoshim that for kima and hider, he needs to have remembered his learning. It has to be a toifes Torah. Misha toifes mocho b'moach hazikaron v'choka luach libo tamid. It's always on his heart. On the other hand, in other places it's mas. So if he forgot, then you're not mevazim, you give him kavod, but not for kima and hider. But the Meiri says no, you give him kavod ki'ilu lo shachach, as if he didn't forget. Maral writes in the Siva Torah Perek Yud Beis, "L'kach kasher nishtakcha Torah men of nishbara yesh lo ma'ala rishona, ki yafshish lo yeh etzlo rosha ma'shenish haretzlo min ha'torah shiyeh lo. L'chei, kach, yesh lo ha'ma'ala rishona, he has the first ma'ala." And it says in the Medrash Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer in Parashat Yud Gimel, it has a lashon that you're mechabed kiderech ha'rishona. Like you were originally mashim with Kiman Hidur. In the Beis Halevi, in the Tshuvis, in his Akdama, he brings the Gemara in Ksubis, that Ame Aratzas Einam Chaim, they don't get up at Tchiyas HaMesim, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Tain Din Ami, Hachi, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Yachol Yachol, Tain Bilom Rafam, Bal Yakum, Bimar, Ba'atzim, Divrei Torah, Kosim, Dab, the only people who aren't getting up are people who aren't learning. I'm like, Mikra Acher Nidarish, you'll see, Kital Aros Talecha, Veretz Rufim Tapil, Kol Mishtamish Bor Torah, Torah Mechayev, somebody uses the light of Torah, Torah, light of Torah, gives him life, and if he doesn't, then the light of Torah doesn't give him life. He saw Yatzar. He says, but there's a takana, and the takana is to be dovek b'tamid ha-chachamim. Marry off your daughter to a tamid ha-chacham, give money to tamid ha-chachamim, have relationships with tamid ha-chachamim. So in other words, this skula for tchiyas ha-mesim, the means of tchiyas ha-mesim, to, I don't like to say skula, people think it's just like a cute little trick, but the means to attain the level of being worthy of tchiyas ha-mesim, of resuscitation of the dead, is Torah. So the Beis Halevi writes, v'nir lahazbir, that it says that they're not going to live, originally it says not going to live lasid lavo, since he doesn't have Ora Torah, knows Mekayim other mitzvahs. Mekom akom akayim la tashmish enis and zrakom at tashmish kedusha nignazim, the davar shenishtamish bo kedusha niskadish lolam. If it's used for kedusha, it's holy forever. Mekayim achakach shenipsak oso tashmish kom nishar davar kshoso, even though you're not using it for holy things anymore, it's still holy. Tashmish e mitzvah, after the mitzvah is gone, then you can discard the object. Atamul Chacham himself is a Tashmish Kedusha, because he's learning Torah like it says in Nefesh HaChaim. And therefore the Kedusha remains with its holiness. And that Kedusha in the Guf gives him life in the future. That the dew of light is your dew. That light, in other words, Torah that's called Or. Torah Or, Havi Talecha, that's Tal, that's the dew of Tchiyas HaMesim. But I'm Aretz. Even though he's Mekayim mitzvahs, his goof is a Tashmish mitzvah. And the Roshim of Kedusha doesn't remain. And therefore they don't live. It doesn't last forever. They get schar in the Olam HaNeshamas, but not the goof. The goof won't get up lasid lava. So Tamil Chacham is a Tashmish Kedusha. And Amar, it's a Tashmish mitzvah. He doesn't mitzvah. Tamil Chacham does Kedusha. Kedusha is forever. And what's the takana? The takana is atem advekim be davek to them. If a Talmud Chacham is a tashmish kedusha, so if you're machzik, then you're a tashmish de tashmish. So that's also a madrega. So that's the takana of amaratzim. They can't themselves learn. At least be davek be talmid chachamim. And then there's zoche atem advekim achashem elokechem chaim kulchem ayom. That's the takana. But certainly not on the same level as the talmid chachamim themselves. And that's what we saw in the pasuk. B'salecha chatancha oscha, b'shach b'cha tishmu alecha, v'akitzos iti sichecha. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, that's the kapitel vav, psukim chav beiz and chav gimel, and it's darshan in the sifri, paras v'schan, and toras kwan, and paras achre, and goran silta, b'salecha tin chatancha oscha, that's an olam hazeh. When you go, it'll guide you in this world. When you lie down, it'll guard you. That's b'shas misa. And Vakitzos Yisrael, Rashi says in Mishlei, and in Sota, Vakitzos L'Tchiyas HaMesim, Tolitz Batcha Zchuscha. It will speak on your behalf, in your merit. And Sota, in Zohar, Parash V'yeshev, Kupedal M'beiz, Bor Nefshachayim, Shardal, Perakit Zayin. So Tesichach HaZoshim, Sicha V'dibur, that the Torah is going to speak on your behalf. But according to Beis Halev, we can explain, Vakitzos L'Tchiyas HaMesim, Hi Tesichacha, that the Torah is going to Hakitzosa. The Torah itself is going to bring you back to life. That's what's going to awaken you. Not that the Torah is going to speak on your behalf, but that the Torah is going to awaken you, lasid lavo. It's going to give you life. V'yitin lo asicha. He tisichecha. She's going to cause you. Torah is going to cause you to speak, because that's the Ikar Adam. Yadam nefshecha, the Ruach Mema'ala, a speaking being. And so the Maharal writes in the Sivat Torah, Perek Aleph, V'achar Amisa, she was man hefseid yishameres al Adam and a hefseid v'nosin l'metzias. V'olam habish yachso Adam l'chaim, he no senes l'adam chaim, v'akitzol si tisichecha, she no senes l'adam asicha, she adibur. Aval ha-meisim nekoyim yordei duma. Meisim, we say, we know in Hala, yordei duma. Those who go into the place of silence. So death is silence. And we speak. How do we speak? Because the Torah is going to give us that power to speak. Bakisot is going to wake you up and give you power to speak. So the Maharal is like we're saying Givaldic, that the Torah is going to give one the power of speechless love. That's going to bring one back to life, because the living being is the speaking being. And that's the continuum of the Pesukim. Bakitzol seiti sichacha ki ner mitzvah Torah or ner nesinas tam. How's the Torah going to give you life? Ki ner mitzvah Torah or, because ner is only mitzvah, Torah is light. And the light shines forever. And therefore the goof is going to come the goof is going to be reawakened. And now we understand the kinyan of arichas v'sayim. Torah has to go into all of your organs, all of your limbs. V'chol ramach evarim. And therefore you have to be mashmiya b'kol ram. Because lasid love of the Torah is going to give you life. It's got to do it in this world as well. How are you going to be zocha? Those are the two connect. If it's an all ramach evarim here, it'll be all in all your ramach evarim there. Here it's giving you life, and there it's giving you life. But Torah is just not something, you know, that relates to part of the person. It's the entire person. And avad, if it's an all ramach evarim, it's not going to be forgotten. Because it's part of you. So therefore, do arichas v'sayim, not only not to forget your learning, but also it should be arucha b'chol ramach, it should be in all of your limbs, so that it gives you, so that you feel it in this world, in all of your eivarim. B'chinas kol atzmoisei tamarna, and in the next world as well, that you should be zocha with this Torah, t'chias ha-meisim. Amazing. Beautiful. Sweet friends, thank you so much for listening, and we should be zocha to continue. Besimcha b'tuv lev of Merov Kol, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.